Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is faithful obedience. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 19.
Then the Lord took note of Sarah, as He had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as He had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba.
Obeying God doesn't always make sense. Oftentimes, we're called to sacrifice things that we don't want to give up, to believe certain things that are at odds with our current culture, or to behave in such a way that's contrary to what feels best to us. The passage we just read is about Abraham obeying God, even when it didn't make sense to him. In this devotional, we're going to examine how Abraham was empowered to obey God and what the result of that obedience was. In the narrative, we see that 25 years after their original encounter, God gives Abraham and Sarah their promised son, Isaac. However, many years later, when Isaac is a young man, God approaches Abraham and tells him to offer Isaac as a burnt offering sacrifice. This request sounds strange, but it is actually a test to strengthen Abraham's faith and confidence in God. The sacrifice is to be done in a place that's a 3 days' journey away. When Abraham gets to the location, he promises the men that have traveled with them that he and Isaac will return. This is not an empty promise. Abraham has complete faith in God's promise to bring a line of descendants through Isaac. Therefore, as Hebrews 11:19 says, God will somehow keep Isaac alive, even if it means raising Isaac from the dead. All in all, Abraham is empowered to obey because of his faith in God's promise. God's call doesn't make sense to Abraham, but he trusts that God will be faithful to his word and somehow work everything out. Abraham and Isaac walk together up the mountain to the place where the sacrifice will occur. Abraham builds the altar, binds Isaac to it, and takes the knife to slay his son. Right before he kills Isaac, God stops him. "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me," he says. God provides a substitute ram for Abraham to sacrifice instead. And Abraham calls this location, "The Lord will provide." In response to Abraham's obedience, God increases his blessing. He says that he will greatly bless Abraham. And in addition to the original blessing, he adds that Abraham's seed will possess the gate of their enemies. In other words, Abraham and his family will be granted ultimate victory. The way this narrative fits into the whole story of the Bible is really beautiful. Hebrews 11:19 tells us that Isaac was a type of Christ. A type is a person, event, or institution in the Old Testament, which God specifically designed to correspond to and to foreshadow something even greater in the New Testament. Isaac foreshadowed Jesus in his death. Here's how. Just as Isaac carried the wood that he was going to be sacrificed on, so Jesus carried his own wooden cross to his sacrificial death. Just as Isaac was Abraham's only begotten son, as Hebrews 11 says, so Jesus is God's only son. Just as Isaac was to be sacrificed, so Jesus sacrificed himself for us. And just as Abraham was promised victory over his enemies after his obedience, so Jesus secured victory over the ultimate enemy, sin and death, with his obedience on the cross. For Christians today, we are called to model the same obedience as Abraham, trusting God and his promises, even when it doesn't make sense to us. And we are empowered to obey by the Holy Spirit inside of us, which we have because of Jesus and his obedience to God on the cross. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, our obedience looks like putting our security in Christ, even when it would feel better to find security in our finances, our physical appearance, or our accomplishments. It looks like forgiving someone who's hurt us, even when it'd be easier to hold on to bitterness and resentment. It looks like going to God in prayer, even when our sense of control drives us to try to fix what's making us anxious on our own. Just like Abraham, we put our faith in God's promises, trusting that obedience to his commands will lead to ultimate good. And thinking about obeying God, even when it doesn't make sense, I can't help but think about a parent-child relationship. Think about how often a parent's command doesn't make sense to their child. Don't run into the street makes no sense to a little kid who knows nothing of dangerous cars and accidents. Don't date the guy who isn't a believer makes no sense to the teenager who has never experienced a mature relationship or a heartbreak. When kids question their parents, often the only explanation the parent has is, "Just trust me, I'm saying this out of love." Isn't it the same with God? Sometimes God's commands are so beyond our comprehension, and the only explanation God has for us is, "Just trust me. I promise my commands lead to your good." May God give us the faith to respond in obedience. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Jesus's obedience that led him to sacrifice himself on the cross. His sacrifice enabled me to receive your Holy Spirit, which gives me the power to obey you. Thank you that I have access to a power outside myself. Help me to trust and obey you, even when it doesn't make sense. Give me assurance in your promises and faith in the reality that you reward obedience. Amen. As you listen to the worship song, think about a specific way God calls you to obey him that doesn't make sense to you. Say or journal a prayer expressing your struggle to God. Then ask God to give you the ability to obey him through his Spirit.
Jesus, I'm forgiven.